With many of us staying home more often these days, it's natural that we look for new ways to pass the time. Now, whether that's starting a new TV show, finally picking up that book we've been meaning to read, or perhaps checking out a new magazine or newspaper. Well, if you are on the lookout for something to read, RNIB Newsagent can help you keep up to date during the coronavirus situation by offering a free 3-month subscription to a newspaper or broadcast guide of your choice and delivered to you in plain text email format. Now, joining me today to talk about her love of reading and the RNIB Newsagent service is Charlotte Benny. Hi, Charlotte.
Hello.
You are a very keen reader, and I can't imagine that has anything to do with your background in teaching, does it?
Well, in a different life, I did actually teach English in a local Scottish secondary school, and in my working life I was trying to encourage people to read, and back then I discovered that with some people they were much happier reading magazines than they were reading books, especially boys. That you'd get a lot of boys who say, I never read anything, but they would read the Scottish Farmer and they would read Motorsport and Top Gear, magazines like that, you know, cover to cover. That so I've always enjoyed reading. And when I no longer was able to work, that I would say in a way the RNIB service, both the library of Talking Books and the range of magazines was great. I discovered that. It was great to discover that. That I would say my only problem is finding the time to read as much as I would like to read.
Well, you say you struggle to find time, but you're still, if I'm right, subscribed to 2 newspapers.
Yes, I subscribe to 2 from yourselves. I also subscribe to Playback, which comes from Glasgow, and it's recorded in your studios in Gillane Street. I subscribe to my own local talking newspaper, Galloway Talking Newspaper, and I subscribe to Good Housekeeping from RNIB and The Scots Magazine. They were both magazines I read when I could see, and it's been great. I've been able to continue listening to them.
And you've been subscribed for quite a while. Was it an easy process to sign up for it?
Yes, I was thinking about that, and I think I took out my first subscriptions, I think it was way back in the late 1990s. You know, it was before podcasts were around. That and at that time, I also subscribed to Private Eye, which I would recommend to anybody, because it was the chaps who read it, they were so funny. That and the only reason I stopped it was as podcasts appeared on the scene, I was sort of subscribing to them as well, such as RNIB's Read On and Tech Talk, and I thought, no, something's going to have to go. The other two, as I say, I've probably been subscribing to them now, all of this century.
That's a long time. So what do you think is the appeal of newspaper over, let's say, novels or poetry books?
Well, I think the advantage is, just as if you were actually reading the printed word, you can pick a magazine up and listen to an article, and it'll maybe only take 10 minutes, 20 minutes. So perhaps if you're, I'm talking about normal times here when it was easier to get out and about, you might be saying, I'm getting a taxi to the health centre in half an hour. What will I do for the next half hour? I'll just listen to my Good Housekeeping. Whereas you maybe wouldn't want to sort of set up your Victor Stream, which is the thing I use, and listen to a book, because obviously a book's going to last for hours, and even a chapter in a book could last could last an hour or so. So I think that's the advantage of magazines or newspapers, is you can dip in and out of them just when you've got a short time. I also find it's quite good to listen to a magazine when I'm doing something like cooking or something like that, because half of the brain's dealing with the cooking, so I've only got half the brain left to listen to the magazine. And in my case, I think I can manage that. Whereas if I was listening to a talking book, I'd want all my brain to be listening to it.
So it's, I guess, a bit more casual and a bit more relaxing in a way, isn't it? Because it doesn't require as much of your attention.
Yes, and I don't mean this as criticising magazines, but maybe you can take in a magazine article with less concentration than you would need to in a chapter of a book. So there are times when that's all you want to do.
There you go. So it's a really simple and easy way to keep up to date with everything that's going on in the world. Thank you so much for sharing your love of reading, Charlotte, and hopefully we'll hear your voice again on RNIB Connect Radio.
Oh, right. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Now, again, the free subscription to a newspaper or broadcast guide of your choice will be delivered in a plain text email and is available through RNIB Newsagent to new and existing customers, as long as you have not tried the offer yet. For a full list of what publications are available from RNIB Newsagent and to inquire about the 3-month free subscription, just contact the RNIB helpline on 0303 123 999 or email helpline@rnib.org.uk. You can also find more information online at rnib.org.uk/newsagent.